Chazor Zeichen Neshavach Cheskel Shlag Mevav Yehuda Mesechel Sukkah Daf Mem. From the previous conversation, it would seem that a lulav would be subject to Shemitah if it began its growth in the Shemitah year. But now, a lulav is like a piece of wood, not food, so why should it be subject to Shemitah at all? The Braisa says that wood collected for purposes other than eating is not subject to Shemitah. Where it says the pasuk regarding Shemitah says, Lochem le'achla. We learn from here that the Shemitah restrictions are only applied to things whose benefit comes about at the time of its use. That's why firewood is not subject to Shemitah, because its benefit comes about after it's already burned and has become coal. A lulav's primary purpose is for a broom. The benefit comes at the time of its consumption and is therefore is subject to the Shemitah restrictions. Whether the Shemitah restrictions apply to firewood is actually Machalikas Tanayim, Zakhtar Gemara. A Braitha says one may not use Shemitah produce for laundering. A Biyasi says such use is permitted. The basis for the Tanakam's opinion is because the Pasuk says that the Shemitah produce must be used, Le'ochla, for eating, and not for any other use. A Biyasi says the Pasuk says, Lochem, which teaches that it has that any use is permitted, even for laundering. Tanakam says that Lochem teaches that Shemitah produce must be used in a way that its benefit comes at the time of the consumption. For the same reason, the Tanakam would also hold that firewood would not be subject to Shemitah because its benefit if it always comes after its consumption. Rabbi Yossi says that Le'ochla teaches that one may not use Shemitah produce for medicine. The Gemara says Rabbi Yossi understands the pasuk as coming to allow laundering and disallowing medicine, because laundering is something that all people need to do, whereas medicine is something that is only needed by sick people, so that's why he's marba that and he's mamayat that. Zoktamar, we see from this braisa that the Tanakhama says that the Shemitah restrictions do not apply to firewood, and Rabbi Yossi would say that they would. Dr. Mara, based on this braisa, we can determine that the braisa that says that Le'ochla teaches that one may not use Shemitah produce for a medicine, or for sprinkling, or to induce vomiting, must follow Rabbi Yossi, because according to Tanakhama, the braisa should have also listed laundering as a prohibited use. Zakhti Gemar, Rabbi Lazar said, the Shemitah status of produce only transfers onto money through a purchase transaction. Rabbi Yochanan said, the status can even be transferred upon a verbal transfer onto the money. Mar explains Rabbi Lazar's view is based on the fact that the Torah wrote Bishnas Hayovel Hazois right next to the pasuk of Vechisimkaru Mimkar. This teaches that the produce can only be deconsecrated through a purchase transaction. Rabbi Yechanan's view is based on the pasuk that says Ki Yovel Hi Kodesh. This teaches that just like Kodeshim can be verbally made into chulin, deconsecrated onto money, the same is true for Shemitah. Jack Gemara has Rabbi Yechanan explain the pasuk brought by Rabbi Lazar, and for the Gemara he uses it for the drasha of Rabbi Yosef Rechanino, who says that the Torah wrote about Yovel next to the pasuk of Vechisimkaru Mimkar to teach that if one does not adhere to the halachas of Shemitah, meaning he does business with the produce of Shemitah, eventually he will never become poor and he'll have to sell his possessions. What does Rabbi Lazar do with Rabbi Yechanan's pasuk? Mar says, he says that it teaches that just as the Kedusha of Kodeshim can be transferred to money and then to whatever is purchased with the money, the same is true with the Kedusha of Shemitah. Mar says, the Braisa says like Rabbi Lazar. The Braisa says that the pasuk of Tihiyah teaches that the original Shemitah fruit and the item used last in the exchange have Shemitah status, but anything in between does not. The Braisa explains, if someone buys meat with Shemitah produce, they both have the status of Shemitah. If he then buys fish with the meat loses its Shemitah status, the fish gets the Shemitah status. So the original fruit and the fish now. If the fish is then exchanged for wine, which is then exchanged for oil, it's always the same halacha that the original fruit and the last item exchanged, they're the ones that have the Shemitah status. Now, the fact that the Braisa gives its examples in terms of where one bought this item and then he bought the next item, we can learn that only through a purchase transaction does Shemitah status actually get transferred. Mar says it's a Braisa that says Rabbi Yochanan, and also the Braisa says that the Chachamim say that Meiser and Shemitah produce may be deconsecrated onto Geshachtana animals. Now, from the fact that the Braisa says that Shemitah may be deconsecrated, it's a proof to the view of Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a Braisa like Rabbi Lazar, we have a Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan.